The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
I'm going to talk about happiness, a wonderful emotion, and sometimes elusive. Who does not want to be happy? Most researchers agree that happiness involves an assessment of the good and bad in our lives. Happiness is the emotional balance sheet we keep that allows us to say honestly whether we're living a happy life in spite of bad things now and then. There's a great deal of stress in our country right now, as there usually is, due to financial concerns, environment, and chronic health problems, along with other pressing issues. I received a Valentine email and the same phraseology several times since to, quote, be kinder than normal because everyone is fighting some sort of battle, unquote. Things like winning the lottery, getting liposuction, and earning a master's degree do not make people happy over the long run. The key to happiness and the difference between happy and unhappy Americans is a life that reflects values and practices like faith, hard work, marriage, charity, and freedom. Happiness has a lot to do with values, and it's a key to our prosperity as a nation. As George Washington said, happiness and moral duty are irreparably connected. And as Daniel Boone said, all you need for happiness is a good gun, a good horse, and a good wife. So, to conclude, the data tells us that what matters most for happiness is not having a lot of things, but having healthy values. Without these values, our jobs and economy will bring us soulless toil and joyless riches. Our education will teach us nothing. There will be no reason to fight or to make peace, for that matter, to protect our own way of life. Our health care system will keep us healthier. What's the point of good health without a happy life to enjoy? Also, I believe we all can contribute to those we have contact with by being thoughtful, kind, and sensitive, in which case all levels of happiness will be derived. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.